Okay, today we're going to talk a little bit about Erev Shabbos, about preparations that have to be done for Shabbos. And I'm borrowing all this material from the Smichas Chaver program because I happen to teach the Smichas Chaver shir, and I happen to have not had time to prepare a shir for today. So we're going to borrow this material. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Nun tells us, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Zayin, that a person is supposed to wake up early on Friday, earlier than usual, because he's supposed to show that he's eager to prepare for Shabbos, and he should get involved in the preparations for Shabbos right away. The Torah tells us that Tafkan Yom HaShishi, there's a din of preparing. The dinim of Erev Shabbos typically begin Friday morning and not Thursday night, even though there was a movement a little while back to have that everyone should have their table set for Shabbos already on Thursday night to take away some of the pressure of Friday. That may be an Eitz HaTova, but it is not, certainly not something that is required. The Gemara makes it very clear that regardless of whether a person has the ability to rely on others to take care of everything for Shabbos, or he does not have that ability, a person should still be personally involved in getting ready for Shabbos. The Gemara tells us about the holy Tanaim and Amoraim, that they would take their time to sweep the floors and to do other things in order to demonstrate that they too were preparing for Shabbos. They were involved in the preparations for Shabbos. So it's certainly something that is required. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Mem Beis points out that the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos might even be a mitzvah d'oraisa, but most assume it's midivrei Kabbalah because the Rambam writes that way explicitly from Yeshayahu HaNavi. The mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is defined by the Gra in Hilchos Yom Tov as anything that you do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. So along those lines, the Ramah writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis that there is a minhag to bake challah special for Shabbos on Friday. And that way, it's a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav says from that Ramah that you should not only bake challah, but you should bake enough challah that you're chayiv in hafrashas challah. So you could do the great mitzvah of hafrashas challah as well going into Shabbos. But it's not only about Kavod Shabbos. There may be another element over here as well. And that is that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Chava sinned on the first Friday of creation, and since she was destroyed Chaloso Shalolam, not sure why Adam is the Chala of the world, but Adam, or what exactly is being referred to by the Chala of the world, but since she ruined the Chala of the world, so all of womankind has to pay the price for the rest of all eternity in terms of baking Chala on Erev Shabbos. That's the other reason that is given. It's not the only place we find that women are responsible for making up for the Aveira that Chava had done with the Eitz Hadas. We assume that's what the Poskim write, why even though both men and women are Chayiv in Ner Shabbos, in Neros of Shabbos, women are the ones who typically do the lighting of the candles, because Chava was Kava Neros Shalom. She extinguished the candle of the world, and therefore she bears the responsibility, or her offspring bears the responsibility. We're all her offspring, but womankind bears the responsibility of lighting Shabbos candles. We have such a similar idea when it comes to Kiddush Levana. The practice is that women do not recite Kiddush Levana. Why? So the Magen Avraham quotes that, I think based on Arizal, that they don't recite Kiddush Levana because she, through the Chava's Aveira, she was Gorem the Pagama Levana. She caused the Levana to become Pagum, to become negatively affected in some way or another. But bottom line is, over here, this is another example where a woman is supposed to bake challah. So the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maschil Vuhu in Siman Reish Mem Beis is very bothered why it is that so many women don't bake challah. He says the whole purpose of it is, it's an explicit Ramah, you're supposed to do it as a way of showing Kavod Shabbos. Why do so many people not do it? People should be more vigilant about this. So in Or Litzion, Chelik Beis Os Mem Zayin, Rabben Zion Abba Shaul writes that yes, the Bir Halacha was upset about this, but he wouldn't be upset about our practice. Our practice, for those who don't bake their own challah, is not something that goes against the Ramah. The Ramah was saying that if the only available bread in the store is the same regular bread that you eat the whole week, so then you, if you don't bake your own challahs for Shabbos, the bread that you're going to have available is going to be weekday bread. And that's disrespectful to have weekday bread. That wouldn't be so nice. But if you have special challah in the store that is made the covered Shabbos and looks different than the bread that people have throughout the rest of the week, so you don't have to make it, you can buy it. And that also would accomplish the same thing, that you're showing that you're treating Shabbos differently than you do the rest of the week, which is fascinating, because really there are two dinim over here. There's a din of covered Shabbos and a din of oneg Shabbos. Covered Shabbos is anything you do in advance of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you do on Shabbos. It could be that buying the challah is a little bit less of a covered Shabbos, but as much of an oneg Shabbos, because when you actually have the challah, you have these special Shabbos challahs when it comes time for Shabbos. But that's what Rabbi Tzion Abishol writes, that perhaps that is why people, that's the limud zchus, why people are not so makbid to always bake challah for Shabbos. Additionally, Rav Nissim Karelitz in the Chut Shani writes that Hachacham Einav Berosho, that a person has to be wise about this, Vakal Lefia Inyan, that you know, one cannot fully always appreciate the pressures that a woman is under on Erev Shabbos, so to have this expectation that she's going to have to bake challah every Erev Shabbos, one has to be wise about what one's expectations should be, and therefore very often it's best to buy challah from a bakery or a supermarket and not to impose this upon their own family when it's going to cause undue stress. We know that we specifically highlight the need to remove stress from the house on Erev Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the Satan is mekatreg on Erev Shabbos, that dafka in the last moments before Shabbos, that's when the Satan really tries his best to get us to show discord, a lack of peace, a lack of shalom. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Perek Bav Madlikin, we say it every Friday night, that a person is supposed to say before he leaves his house, Isartem, Eravtem, Hadliku Asaner, that did you take maestros, did you make an Eruv, and don't forget to light an air. So the Gemara says that Tzarech Lemeimra B'nichusa, that all of those things have to be said B'nichusa, they have to be said in a calm voice. And the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim comments that I didn't even hear that teaching that it has to be said in a calm voice, but I knew it on my own, that it has to be said in a calm voice, meaning of course it does. The whole point is that a person should, the Gemara emphasizes the need to avoid creating a sense of pressure in the house on what is already a highly pressured day. Rav Shachter once told us the Maisa that someone came to the Chazon Ish and he said, I don't understand. I'm having shalom bias problems. And the Gemara says that you'll be zochet to shalom if you say b'nichusa on Erev Shabbos. You say very softly, Isarte meravte madlika seneri. He says, every Erev Shabbos, I'm so careful to say it so softly. Isarte meravte madlika seneri. So the Chazon Ish said, maybe describe to me what is going on in the house on Erev Shabbos when you speak so softly. And he says, well, you know, we have like eight little kids, and three of them are in the bath, and two of them are fighting, and one of them is, and this one's not dressed, and this one is, is running out the door, and but it's time for me to go do my achanas in shul. So I say, Isardem, Iravdem, Hadik Vasaner, and then I head off to shul. So he says, idiot, that's not going to help if you leave your wife with everything to handle all by yourself, and you know, it's not like magic that's saying that. The Gemara was telling us that a person should try to ensure that there be calm in the house on Erev Shabbos. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I do have to run to another meeting, but everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a great day. I apologize if the audio is a little bit bad today. I'm trying to upgrade the internet connection. I saw some of you going like this, so hopefully it will be better in the future. Have a great day, everyone.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.